Waikiki resident Jerome Bautista remembers the first time he visited the Waikiki Aquarium in 2008.
I guess if you visit aquariums around other places, like, I don't know how you can say it, it's different, the vibe that you get at the aquarium. Like saying, coming to Hawaii, you sense that aloha spirit. It's hard to explain, yeah?
It made such an impression that he's volunteered there for more than a decade, talking story to visitors and residents about the aquarium's history and exhibits.
Here in Hawaii, we're pretty much connected to nature, and for the kids to come and just to start talking about the ocean and the animals that's inside, hopefully you start to plant that seed that, hey, this is something that I want to preserve and protect so that we can enjoy it for generations to come.
The Waikiki Aquarium first opened its doors in March 1904. At 116 years old, it is the second oldest public aquarium in the country, welcoming generations of residents and visitors to learn about Hawaii's marine life and ecosystem. But as with many organizations, the coronavirus pandemic has taken a financial toll. Andrew Rossiter is the executive director of the Waikiki Aquarium.
Although we're part of UH, we're essentially a business because the bulk of our operating costs and costs for staff salaries, etc., we have to raise ourselves. So our sources of revenue are gate receipts, money from the gift shop, and facility rentals of the property after hours. All three of those went to zero in the stroke of a pen, literally.
Rossiter says, unlike other businesses, the aquarium can't make any cost-saving measures.
We still had to keep everything running because all the animals have to be taken care of. And the other side of the equation was, because we're part of the state, we weren't able to furlough or lay people off.
And that's put the aquarium in a deep budget hole. Rossiter says it has already burned through its reserves and is withdrawing money from a special fund meant for future exhibits.
We're bankrolling survival today using the future of the aquarium.
Lee Higa Okamoto is the Friends of the Waikiki Aquarium executive director. She says the aquarium can't rely on the University of Hawaii for help.
UH has determined that the aquarium should be self-sufficient, and for the most part it is. Now that those revenue streams are not coming in, it's difficult for UH to now find funding to help the aquarium because it wasn't really part of their plan in terms of budgeting.
Higa Okamoto remembers visiting the aquarium as a child and now takes her 7-year-old son.
It really never gets old for us to go to the aquarium. It's a relatively small aquarium. However, there's so much to see, and every time it's a different experience.
The aquarium and those who love it hope it will see its 117th year. But to survive the next 10 months, Rossiter says the aquarium needs $880,000, and that won't be easy to come by. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.